A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men, but you do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance for those who are trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. And woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obliged.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing.' But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obliged. Blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all which is upon it. And one who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells within. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Here we have Matthew's Gospel. Now, Matthew's Gospel is interesting, but in order to grasp this, we have to go back and look at what we call life situation. What is the historical context in which the Gospel was shaped? The culture in which the Gospel was shaped? And to understand that, we will begin to interpret what is it that Matthew would remember, being a Jewish gospel, that Luke, being a Gentile gospel, he would not remember. He would not include it, but Matthew would. So in the church of Matthew, there was a very strong contest between the Pharisees and the church of Matthew, which was a Jewish church. So Matthew will remember the worst things about the Pharisees more than John would or Luke would. And we have this condemnation of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees in today's gospel. The word hypocrite comes from a Greek word. It means hypocrites, and it meant an actor that wears a mask. See, in Greek theater, they didn't wear makeup, they wore masks. And literally, it means the voice that comes from under the mask. So it's meant to tell us that the person who is speaking is not the real person. And that's the hypocrisy of it. He's not just talking about hypocrisy, he's talking about religious hypocrisy. Religious hypocrisy, where we condemn people, we put burdens on people, but we don't see our own sins. And there's something different about that, that we don't accept, the religious hypocrisy. People who say they're very holy, they pray, and then they condemn other people. In spiritual talk, we speak about the magna anima and the pusilla anima. The magna anima is the great soul, magna anima, great soul. And the great soul is generous, and the great soul is forgiving, and the great soul blesses people. The great soul is patient and understanding. That's the great soul which is within a person. The pusilla anima is a small soul. That's the greedy soul. That's the one that makes judgments about others. That's the one that must have the last word, must be dominant. That's the one that must get his or her own way.
It's a small soul. It's very easy to see the graphics of this. You can see the large soul and the small soul. The hypocrite has a small soul because the hypocrite cannot see his or her own humanity, her own weakness, and therefore takes advantage of others, makes judgment about others. So that's what Jesus is speaking about today. It's worth a second look. Since we are religious people, and this is a searching, this is a questioning gospel to say, now that I am a religious person, how do I respond to other people? I mean, how am I open and welcoming and understanding of other people? Or how am I taking advantage of other people or making judgments about other people? It's a very invasive inquiry when you think about it. It doesn't have to be in huge ways, but even in small ways. I come to church and I experience the generosity of God. And then I take it back into the world and I am not generous, I'm greedy in the world. I experience the forgiveness of God, but then I take it back into the world and I don't share the forgiveness I have received. This is what Matthew is speaking about here. It's a religious hypocrisy. It's a small soul, the pusilla anima. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And we keep a special prayer for the Smith family, for Tim and Sheila, who lost their son, a young man, Kevin. So we'll keep a special prayer for them today.